That's the sound of a ballet masterclass held recently in Prague by the Czech Republic's best-known dancer, Daria Klimentová. Born here in the Czech capital, for the last decade she's been a prima ballerina at the prestigious English National Ballet in London. During a break in the masterclass, Daria Klimentová told me how her career as a dancer began.
Well, I started when I was 10 years old, but before I did gymnastics, when you do those flick flacks and somersaults, since I was 5. And we had a ballet there 1 hour a week. And the teacher, she thought I was talented, so she went and she spoke to my parents. And they thought it was a good idea because it goes much further than gymnastics. So I did an audition for a ballet school and I got in.
And is it difficult for a 10-year-old to be motivated to want to go every day and practice all the time?
I was quite an ambitious child, I guess, but I didn't like ballet first 2 years because when you come from gymnastics, when you run around and do somersaults and then you go to ballet school and there is just a bar and you do quite a small movements first. So I thought it was quite boring in the beginning. But then when we started to learn repertoire to do the variations and pas de deux, then it was much more exciting for me.
And is it true, when you first started learning, that you had never seen or never been to a performance of ballet?
Yes, that's true, yes. I saw my first ballet after 2 years when I was in ballet school.
You've worked in Prague here, in South Africa, I've read, also in Scotland, now you're in London. This could be a really stupid question, but is ballet the same everywhere in the world?
No, it's not the same everywhere. The level of dancing is different. Like in South Africa, it was a little less, technical, or it was more emotional there. The company was much smaller than in London. London is much more competitive. It's actually international company, our company. There are dancers from all over the world, and they're very good, so you have to work really hard.
What about the system of teaching here in the Czech Republic? Is it similar to what you might find in Britain?
Well, abroad it's much faster. The process is much faster. You rehearse one role maybe a month, sometimes only 3 weeks, and then you're on stage and then you dance for 5 weeks. Well, as a principal you would dance 3 times a week, but in Corps de Ballet you dance every day, which here in Czech Republic, if you do a new role, you've got 2 months for it, which is, much slower.
What about teaching of young people? I read the system here was like in Russia.
It is like a copy of Russia, yes. Everything is the Vaganova school, the technique, yeah. Russian school is much slower. The Western school is much faster.
And do you think either one of those systems is better than the other?
I don't think there is a better than the other. I think if you combine those two, I think that's the best. And I was lucky enough because I studied that Russian technique and then I went to the West, which was the Western technique, so I combined that and... yeah, it worked for me really well.
You had a daughter 5 or 6 years ago. Does she do ballet and is she interested?
She doesn't do ballet. She wanted to do it when she was about, 3 years old. She said, I want to be a ballerina because she liked the tutus and she liked the crowns and tiaras, makeup. So I said, well, you have to take the lessons. And she said, okay. So she went there once, everything was fine. Then she went the second time and then she started to cry and she said she doesn't want to do it anymore. So I said to her, you don't want to be ballerina anymore. She said, yes, I want to be. But I said to her, well, you have to take the lesson. She said, no, I know it, everything already. So I think she's not going to be a ballerina.
You live in London, but have you taught her Czech?
She speaks perfectly Czech, yes. I only speak Czech to her. She speaks English and Czech.
Do you get Czech TV or anything there, wherever you live in London?
I don't get Czech TV, but I record lots of programs here in Czech Republic, or I buy lots of videotapes. I also have my mom who helps me to look after her, so she talks to her in Czech.
And did having a child have any impact on your work or any effect on your work at all?
Yes, I think I got much more confident and I am able to enjoy it much more than before.
And why would that be?
Oh, because the priority of life it just changed. The most important is actually my daughter, and the rest is just enjoyment. And I don't know, I cannot explain, but I just feel much more happier, and I just want to dance.
As I said, you've worked in several different places. Now you're in London. Do you like living in the UK and in London in particular?
on one side, I like it because it's a center of culture and there's lots of theaters, lots of things happening, and I love that. But on the other side, I don't like that there is so many people, it's overcrowded, the tube system doesn't work, they on strike constantly, so that's very stressful and frustrating.
I'm sure your work opens a lot of kind of social doors and you meet a lot of interesting people. And I've read, for instance, that you met Princess Diana, and I'm curious what kind of impact she made on you.
Yes, Princess Diana, she was a patron of our company, so she came to see our shows regularly. Sometimes she would come and see the rehearsals, and she would even talk to us. And yes, it was great. She was absolutely a great person.
Also, I've heard that you model clothes for people like Armani and Versace. I must say you're rather slight in build, not like a typical model. Do they have to make special clothes for you? I don't mean to make fun, but you know what I mean?
Well, I'm definitely not a normal model. They were looking for a dancer who would be, you know, dancing and moving in those clothes. And yeah, they had to adjust it a lot. I had lots of pins at the back, so it would fit me.
You come to Prague every summer, I believe, to teach here at this masterclass. What do you get out of that experience?
I just love doing it. I do it for the students. I do it for the Czech people here. I wanted to open the door here that something like this is happening. I wanted to bring those teachers who are still dancers. They are on top of their careers. So, yeah, I love doing that, giving to people.
What about the standard of students here? Are they good?
It's every year better and better.
As well as being a ballet dancer, you're also a photographer at the moment in Prague. There's an exhibition of yours at the Czech Center. Where does your interest in photography come from, and what kind of subjects are you most attracted to?
Well, I think I was interested in photography since I was about 14. My dad, he used to have a camera, and I used to borrow it and take some pictures, but nothing serious. It was actually 6 years ago when my husband gave me a digital camera, and then basically I developed to a professional digital camera, and I'm doing it professionally now.
And what kind of subjects are you most interested in?
Oh, I love movements, I love body, I love faces, and of course dancers, but normal people as well.
Your husband is English, and I believe you met in a most unusual way.
Yes, I met him 10 years ago when I joined the company. He was on the technician side, and there was one man who was bothering me at the backstage, and basically he came and he saved me from him. He just said, hi, I'm Muppet, and then he disappeared, and I started to think about this Muppet a little more seriously after that.
Your husband is here now in Prague. Does he speak Czech at all, or has he learned anything?
He learns few sentences, few words, but I don't think he understands.
As for your future, can you see yourself dancing for a long time to come, for many more years?
No, I don't think I will dance for many, many more years. I'm 35 years old, and actually I'm in the end of my career, so I'll be happy if I can do it for another 2-3 years.
And then what do you imagine?
Then I want to still continue with the master classes. I would like to maybe teach in the ballet school, maybe be a ballet mistress in a company, or preferably to be maybe a director of some company. Maybe I would like to be a photographer, or I'm interested in teaching Pilates, have my own studio as well. I quite like to have people working for me.